This reminds me remember we went thrift shopping.
Yeah.
And we went thrift shopping in Korea. And we went to a place and I guess the bag was on the wall, so I didn't
know. This is a great story.
I didn't know. I just knew the bags were, these bags are nice. I could tell there's some that were Chanel and I could see. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I don't want Chanel.
You should have known when you liked it.
I just look at bags, and if I like the bag, I prefer to have a bag that's of a brand or name, but it's not as obvious.
Yes.
I don't want to be walking around people knowing where I get the thing from.
Yeah, you like a quiet bag.
Yes. Yeah. Quiet bag is the best way of describing it. I look at this wall, I see a bag, and again, this is lost in translation. Walk in the store, nice curated vintage clothing. I'm like, yo, this place is nice. And I look at this bag, and I'm like, oh, this is a nice bag. But I didn't want, again, a flashy logo. I wanted a certain color. I was like, I don't have a color of this
gorgeous bag.
So I'm looking for like a navy blue type of color bag. I go to look at this bag, and it's on the wall, and I should have known because it was on the wall. Maybe you should be careful.
You should have known when she came out with white gloves.
Oh, yeah. There also a sign that says, please don't handle the bags. Yeah. Please get an attendant to come. And when I called the attendant and said, oh, can I see this bag? She put on white gloves.
I was like, what is happening right now?
But I thought she just put on white because it's like, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking.
I thought,
She brought the bag down. COVID. I looked at it. She was holding it. I'm like, oh, this is nice. I had no idea what brand it was because to me, it wasn't obvious. I also am not good at knowing a lot of brands.
Yeah. You just thought it looked nice.
I just thought it looked nice. And it was the color I liked. And it was simple. And it wasn't flashy. But it also looked like it had good quality. I asked her how much it was. I think she said, she goes, at first, no, was it the six? 600?
600 or something.
I think I heard 600.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have 600. So yeah. Then I saw that there was a Chanel, but also blue bag. Because I'm looking
and
for
it
a
was less.
Color. It was, I thought it was
$230.
Right, so it wasn't the flashy Chanel. So it didn't have like the 2C. It didn't have the word. It was very understated.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, how much is this? And she goes, and she was translating. And she's like, oh, 200. I go, oh, I can afford 200.
No, she said 230. 230.
230.
I won't forget this story.
She said 230. So I go, oh, I'm like, I do like that $600 one.
And I'm like, that's a really great deal.
And you're saying this. I'm like, wow. I'm like, really? It's Chanel. It's $230. I'm like, okay, you know, we're in a thrift shop. You know, maybe it's kind of worn out a bit. I just can't see the wornness on it.
And for me, $230 in a thrift shop, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. So I was.
You know how much stuff you can get for $230?
So I was like, oh, we're in a thrift shop. $230. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Went
but
to
we
the cash.
Weren't in a thrift shop.
We were in a thrift shop.
We were in a vintage.
Sorry.
A curated vintage store.
Yes. And she keeps telling me the difference between thrift, vintage, and I get confused every time. We were in a curated vintage shop.
Yeah.
So apparently they hold value. I went to the cash, gave him a card. Again, guys, I am in another country. My card. But you know what I do when I'm in another country? I make sure I get that receipt and I check it. So I'm walking away, look at the receipt, and I started counting zeros. And, you know, they have the won, we have dollars. So I usually always go, okay, take off three zeros, and that's how much it is in Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
I took off three zeros, and I was like, wait, why is there three zeros?
There's still more zeros.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, it's five because it said 230.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 3. Okay. Well, what's going on? I look at it twice. And I had to show it. I'm like, I'm sorry, did I mishear her? Guys.
I'm like, she said 230.
You guys remember what she said?
And we were confused because my sister also bought a bag and it was 100 and something. So we thought that was a good, maybe it's over there because it cost a little bit more.
It was a Louis Vuitton. It was a Louis Vuitton. Old Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. So I was just like, maybe it's up there because it costs a little bit more. That's what we thought.
So we realized that the bags on the table cost a lot less than the bags on the wall. I immediately said, I got to return this.
Wow.
Because she didn't mean to. And this is the thing is, I was dealing with the attendant, not the owner of the shop. And the owner of the shop must have left.
Yeah.
When I was cashing out. So when she said it to me, she asked him, I guess. And then she told me the price. She tried to say it in English. But she meant $2,300. But she only said, she said $230.
Yeah.
So then I'm thinking it's $230. And she meant.
And I'm like, that's a great deal.
$2,030. 2,300. So yeah. I think she maybe was trying to say 2,300.
Yeah.
Because she said 230. So I saw the extra zero and I lost my mind. I was like, I don't think my card has enough for a $2,300 yeah. bag. I went back and said, I'm sorry. I need to return this. I apologize. I must have misheard you.
Yeah.
Or miscommunication. And then I think the whole trip later, I just kept thinking of the 600, the quote unquote 600 bag. That I was like, maybe I should have had a 600 bag. And then we kept going, maybe it was 6,000. And then
that's what now it was just like, was it 600 or was it 6,000?
Till now, I still don't know. We didn't go back.
Because we were afraid.
Now
I'm thinking it was $6,000.
I found out it was a Celine. You told me it was a Celine bag, right?
Celine.
So
Celine's an expensive brand,
very
too.
Very expensive brand. So I didn't realize what was happening. So maybe that was probably a $6,000 bag. But when I looked online after,
yeah,
it wasn't. It didn't seem like it was a. I don't think it was a. I don't think it was $6,000.
You think it was six?
Really, I feel like it was 600.
But you know what? It might have been. And the only reason why I say might mm-hmm. is because the store owner told us that price, and he could speak English.
The store owner said the 600.
Yes.
Okay.
It was
okay.
The other girl who said 230.
Yes. She asked for the she spoke and then she tried to tell me what it was and missed the zero. And then I've totally
And the whole trip we were wondering, should we go back for that? Was it 600?
Because the owner left at that point, so I couldn't even verify. Yeah. So I just said, you know what?
Yeah, let's just.
Because when she told, when I saw the price after knowing it's a Chanel, it made sense to me. But when she told me, I was like, wow, this is a really. This is a good value Chanel. And I was so confused at why. I'm like, why is Chanel less expensive than this Celine bag? I was, I always think because of Chanel, the tie and the brand and how old it is and how well-known and established it was, I thought it would be higher.
Yeah.
So then I got so confused. Honestly, that store, to this day, right now, I'm still thinking, was that bag 600 or 6,000? Because then I really loved the $600 bag more.
It was beautiful.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
It's one of those things I want to go back just to travel 14 hours
just to see
and go get see if my bag's still there.
Is it no? And to find out, was it 600?
What? 6,000? I don't even know.
It's probably not even there anymore.
Actually, I do remember the shop. I know exactly what side of the street we walked.
I have one of my things from Korea that I still wish was there by the time I go back. Is that Burberry leather coat that I saw in the flea market.
Oh, I didn't. Wait, I wasn't with you then for that.
You weren't there.
Oh, okay. So you saw a Burberry leather jacket.
First, let me explain. I was walking by. I saw this thing on a hanger.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that looks really nice. I didn't know what it was. I just said, I like it. And Winston's like, I like it too. And then we walked away. We came back again. I was just like, I really like that. I was just like, it was leather, but it looked like worn denim. And I'm like, that's a leather coat, but it looks like denim. I know it's leather though. Uh-huh. And I said, yeah, how much is that coat? And she said, oh, it's $400. I didn't have 400 cents. So I said, okay. And I'm like, this is a flea market. That's an expensive jacket. She's like, it's Burberry. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. I hope you find a good home.
And you left her?
And I left it.
Okay, can I tell you, because we did a lot of flea market vintage shopping there because Auntie Marcy's a big thrifter person.
Yeah.
And I remember my experience in the flea market. I am surrounded by, like, my father will walk into a store and the person just tells him the price. And every single time he says it, he goes, I can't get it cheaper. Can't get it for this price. And I usually just walk away. I leave him. I go, they told you a price. We're in a store. We're not at a flea market. Like, why are you asking?
Yeah.
And he goes, you just ask. You always ask. And I go, I can't. But I think in South Korea, there's a culture around, like, you know, you never take the first price. You keep bargaining and then wait, you know?
Yeah.
So it was hard for me to break. And I remember I went somewhere and I saw glasses. And again, on this trip, I love sunglasses. On this trip, I think I bought 5.
You bought more than 5.
I think it was 5.
I think it was 7.
Okay, maybe it was 7. The first time I bought the glasses, I felt like I got ripped off. But all the glasses after that was pretty good quality. Like, you know, I went to a place and then I went to a flea market and they had a Burberry replica, I think.
Yeah.
And a Chanel replica. And I honestly, truly, guys, I liked them both. And I said, but I'm like, I don't think I want, I shouldn't get two. At this point again, I already had again five.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five sunglasses on this trip alone because my dream was to always have a drawer. I see them in the movies. You see the drawers where it has all the watches and the drawers that has all the sunglasses. And I wanted the drawer with the sunglasses. That was my dream. And I was like, I'm going to build it up here with a mix of different glasses. And I wanted them both. But I was like, hey, how much is this one? He's like, oh, it's 30 or something. And I go, oh, and this one? He's like, oh, it's also 30.
Yeah.
And I was like, shoot.
That's a lot.
60. I'm like, let me try and get, I don't think I want to pay two of them 30. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let me try this bargaining. I'm by myself. I'm like, my intuition is like a bargainer. She just will walk away. She goes, you just walk away if you don't hear the price. Like, I was
serious.
Trying my best. I'm by myself. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be brave. And say, I go, can I get the two of them for 50? So I guess the guy who I was talking to wasn't the owner. So he went to go talk to the owner. And the owner, he told the owner she wants two of them for 50 as opposed to like you getting them each for 60.
Yeah.
And the owner was like, I'm watching him. The owner's like shaking his head. He's like, he goes, okay. I was like, okay. So I was trying to hold the glee because I was so proud of myself. I don't. You tell me a price, I say, I take it or leave it. That's how I do it. I go, oh, I'll take it or leave it.
If bartering.
Bartering. Usually people chase me down. If I'm there, they'll chase me down because I usually, if I don't want it, it's just say no.
Yeah.
And then
they'll
go, okay, this price. And I'm like, no, it's okay. Thank you. And then if they say price, I'm like, then it works.
Yeah.
But I've never actually just demanded and said, nah, I want 50.
That was the first time I actually did that is in that flea market as well.
Yeah.
I don't usually do that. I just training. Usually pay the price.
We had like one of my aunts is training us on how to barter. But